Timmins, this week, a land for sale sign quietly went up at a city-owned facility. The yellow sign outside the Confederation Multi-Sports Complex at 303 Cameron Street S doesn't mean the decades-old building is being sold, though. A request for proposal, RFP, for the property was issued on Tuesday, February 4, and closes on Thursday, March 13. Council has not declared the property surplus land, said Amanda Dyer, City of Timmins Corporate Communications Coordinator. At this time, the City of Timmins is simply exploring the level of public interest in purchasing this real estate. The intent is to gather information to support informed decision-making. In the event that a sale is considered, a bylaw would have to pass in a public meeting of council. Originally built in 1967 as a project for Canada's centennial. The facility was an arena at first and reopened in 2008 as a year-round facility for sports. At that time, it housed gymnastics and boxing clubs. Today, Rock and Gold Gymnastics lease part of the building and Timmins Fitness Alternatives is in the space previously used by the boxing club. There haven't been recent talks at council about declaring the Confederation property surplus land. During discussions for a multi-use recreation complex, council members have discussed potentially repurposing existing ice surfaces in the city. The Confederation hasn't had ice for nearly two decades. Yesterday, Coun. Steve Black addressed the RFP on his public Facebook page, saying he's opposed to putting the recreational uses of the facility at risk. We have limited recreational opportunities, especially year-round indoor facilities. We have failed to invest in any new modern sports facilities, he wrote. So before the hundreds of people that use this facility for their families write to council, please note I am not in favor of this unless any proposed development includes maintaining the existing recreational uses on site at a similar cost to the groups running those services now.